You're listening to a podcast from Burleigh Heads Church of Christ, from Burleigh Heads on the Gold Coast.
So today we're talking about the Beatitudes. Now Beatitudes, if we can remember this, Beatitudes equals blessings. Beatitudes means blessings. All right. And do you know what we can also do? We can get Archie and James to switch places. Skip, stay in the middle. Now what have we got? Blessings equals Beatitudes. And so in the Beatitudes that Jesus gave us, he talked about a number of blessings. So he has blessed us with these things in the Bible called Beatitudes. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, thank you so much to my helpers. You can take your signs and sit back down. So as a church, we have already explored the first two Beatitudes that Jesus taught to the people. Adam spoke to us two Sundays ago about the first Beatitude, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And last week, Graham spoke to the church about the second Beatitude, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Today, Jesus' third Beatitude, or blessing, is found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, and I'm going to ask Eli to come up to read that for us. Do you want this? Do you want to stand there?
I want to stand.
No, no. Do you want the lectern?
Oh, yeah.
Today's reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 5. "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Kids, I had to ask what a couple of words in this verse meant. My mum will explain it more to us, but I'll tell you that inherit means to be given. So blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
They will be given.
Oh, they will be given.
The earth.
The earth.
Thank you, Eli. Thank you very much. Blessed are the meek. Thank you. I've got the slide up there. Adam and Graham have both done a great job already in defining blessed. But just to recap on that a bit for the kids. Kids, what do you think the word blessed means? And I'm going to come up here too. I'm going to pick on some of these girls up here that I know. And I'm going to ask them if they know what blessed means.
Lucky.
Lucky, good answer. Oh, there's Bimini's here.
That you got God's favour.
What an excellent answer. God's favour. Have we got anyone else? Chelsea?
You're blessed if you have like everything.
You're blessed if you have everything. I know what you mean, yeah.
You're blessed if, like, where everybody's blessed from the earth and stuff.
You're blessed when everybody else is blessed too? Great. Archie?
You thank him?
Did you say thank him? You thank him. Thank him for the blessings? So things that he gives for you, to you? Thank him for them? That's what you mean? Great.
Being blessed is like to being given something.
To be given something. Great. Great answers. And if we put all of those answers together, yes, all these things are what blessed means. Oh, there's one more. Kip? I knew that I was taking a risk going back down there for that response. So, okay, kids, if I say my loving family, is that a blessing? Food to eat, water to drink. Your special gifts and talents that you've all got, something that you're really good at. Is that being blessed? Is that a blessing? I saw some people saying no then. Yeah. Okay, so what about having a TV or an iPad or a Nintendo Switch? Is that a blessing? Thumbs up? Some thumbs up, some thumbs down. So it can be a little bit confusing, seeing as we're talking about God's blessings, aren't we? So a blessing is something good in our lives that ultimately comes from God. So we could argue that all of these things are blessings to us, but we've got to remember, always remember that these blessings are from God. Ultimately, that's where they come from. That's who gives it to us. So when Jesus spoke of being blessed through the Beatitudes, the emphasis, though, was more on spiritual rather than on material blessings. Material blessings are things that we can see, hold, touch, objects like TVs, Nintendo Switches, houses, cars, caravans. However, these are not the types of blessings Jesus is referring to in the Beatitudes. The spiritual blessings that we are promised by God are often things we can't see or touch, like forgiveness of our sins, hope of an eternal life with Jesus in heaven, or God's word through the Bible, which feeds our soul, our spirit, and our inside strength. Kids, you remember we talked about our soul and our inside strength in kids' church last week. So these are some of the blessings that we can't see or touch, but we know that they are there, we can feel them. Now, this word, meek, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Again, kids, Eli did ask me what the word inherit meant, and I told him to be given. So they will be given, those who are meek will be given the earth. So the word meek, it's not a common word you hear all the time. I know that my boys have heard it before because there was a book that we used to read when they were younger. This book is called Dinosaur Roar. It's a it's an opposites book. Some of you might know it. We have read this since the boys were little, and this is where they were first introduced to the word meek. So we've got dinosaur fierce, and we've got dinosaur meek. So my question to you now is, looking at that picture, what do you think the word meek might mean?
Scared and not wanting attention.
Scared and not wanting attention. I can definitely see that in that big dinosaur there.
Little.
Little? Yeah.
Maybe like scared or weak.
Scared or weak.
Less excited and more shy.
Less excited and more shy. Anyone else? Oh, Sully.
Hunting.
Oh, hunting. Thank you, Sully. Do you think that the big dinosaur might want to go hunting? So some of your answers there, quiet, afraid, weak, shy. That's definitely what it looks like there from that picture. These words that you've come up with and this picture here are common modern day interpretations of the word meek. But it is not really what Jesus meant by meek when he said, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." As we thought about and shared our understanding of the word meek, there's a bit of a paradox here, as the word meek is often thought of as being weak. But in this passage, meekness is actually equated with strength. To be meek is to be humble and gentle. Being humble, in its simplest sense, is the ability to consider others over oneself. C.S. Lewis, the author of The Chronicles of Narnia, writes, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less." So I'll read that again, because it's a good one. Humility, so being humble, is not thinking less of yourself, but it's thinking of yourself less. As we read through the Bible, we can observe how humility is one of the most commended character traits throughout the scriptures, and how it is an important part of our relationship with God. In Micah 6:8, the scripture calls us to walk humbly with your God. Similarly, in Matthew 11:29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Not only are we being called to be humble, but in Matthew chapter 5, God will bless us for being meek. Jesus didn't just tell us to be meek. All through his life on earth, he showed us what it was to be meek. Meekness is how Jesus lived. There are many examples in the Bible of how Jesus practiced what he preached. Some such stories you kids will know from kids' church. Do you remember the time, and she's just left, they're all leaving. Do you remember the time, kids, when you took off your shoes and Hayley washed your feet? Do you remember that time in kids' church? Does anyone know what that story was about?
When Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
Great job, Archie. And do you know what? I don't even know if Archie was here that day, because Archie's just has moved to Yamba and he only gets to come every so often. So good job, Archie.
God was showing an example that if he washes other people, he washes the disciples' feet, they should wash others.
Yes, great. Thank you, Chelsea. So he was showing the disciples an example of what he was doing and encouraging them to do the same. He taught the disciples by way of example that nobody is greater than another. If ever they or we thought of a job that was beneath us, that they should be served by others, they were to remember what Jesus did. Jesus, who was God in the flesh, their teacher and Lord, took the form of a servant and washed their feet. This then is the type of humble ministry we are called to. So, how can we act out meekness in our own lives? As I was thinking on this word this week, I was trying to think of a really fun, engaging story so I don't have all the children leave that they already have. So, I'm going to call the kids back down the front because I think you'll like this part. I'm a school teacher, and when I was at school this week, I witnessed something that I thought that is a great story to tell everybody in church about being meek and ways that we can practice being meek in our own lives. So kids, if you can come up the front. James, you want to come up the front? Talia, Zali? Oh, we're just sitting down here because we've got some special guests. So rather than me telling you the story, I actually invited two students along from my school to help us tell the story today. One of them's a bit shy. The other one really likes a bit of noise and a bit of hyping up, really likes the limelight and the attention. To get these two out here, can I get you guys to start chanting, Rusty, Rosie, Rusty, Rosie. Oh, here we are. Hello, Rusty. Hello, Rosie. Oh, welcome to church. Thank you. Thanks for coming up. Did you hear the kids calling for you?
We did.
Good morning. Good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Russell. I hope you're not too nervous about being here talking to all these people.
I like being on stage. Hi, everyone. I'm Russell.
Hi. Hi, I'm Rosie. So these are the kids you told us about. We're going to teach to play soccer today.
Oh, hi, yeah. No, I do see you've brought your soccer ball along here. I might just take that one. That, Russell, thank you. Can I thank... Russell, I thank... we can have a little kick around after the service. Now, Russell and Rosie are twins, and they both are in grade five at one of the local schools that I teach at. And I've asked them to come along today, and they're going to teach us a little bit about, not soccer, but what they learned in soccer this week. So, Russell, Rosie, before we start talking a little bit about your soccer game, did you hear that we were talking about the word meek? And how in the Bible Jesus teaches us that if we are meek, that we will be blessed.
Oh, yeah. That's the word that you were talking to us about at school. What does it mean again?
Russell, you have such a bad memory. It means not being a show-off, like you are sometimes.
I'm not a show-off.
At soccer, you are. Even Miss Jess saw you at school, showing off.
I was just super happy about my mad soccer skills.
Yeah, and you were showing off about it.
Was not, Rosie. Just because I scored more goals than you, you're just jealous that I'm a better player than you are.
Now, you two, let's not argue. Don't forget there are children all here, okay? Thank you.
Sorry, Miss Jess. So, what tricks do you want us to show the kids today? Basic step over, elastico, a pullback?
Oh, the Ronaldo chop or the bicycle kick?
No, thank you. They are very cool moves and you guys are very good at it. But no, that's not actually what we're going to be teaching the kids today. Maybe later, after the pancake party, maybe.
Pancakes? Yum! Are we allowed some?
I heard that we have chalk chips and whipped cream.
Yes, we do, yes. But Russell and Rosie, if we can just focus for a little bit, not thinking about pancakes, I invited you here today because I was hoping that you could share with our kids what you learned from playing soccer this week.
I already know all there is to know about soccer.
Okay. So, on Friday, I was on playground duty on the Oval, and I came over to watch these two and their friends playing soccer.
Did you see me scoring all those goals? My team won. I scored all the goals. Everyone was cheering for me. Rusty! Rusty! Ah, what a great game that was. You should have seen it.
You played very well, Russell. But Rosie did too. And Rosie scored heaps of goals as well. But I particularly wanted to talk to you about what happened after the game that day.
Everyone was cheering for me. And I did a victory lap.
And you said some not very nice things to me and my team, and even to the players on your own team.
What did I say?
You said you were by far the best soccer player in the whole school, and that you may as well have played the game by your own, because no one else is as good as you.
Well, I was just being honest. I did get the grade 5 soccer award.
Well, Russell, honesty is important, but... so is meekness. Now, there's that word again. Rosie said before that being meek is not to be a show-off. And she's right. It means to not boast about yourself, how good or clever or amazing you are. Even if you are, we still need to be meek. Remember I talked to you about being a humble winner?
Yeah. You told me that even though I'm a really good player, that I shouldn't boast about it and I shouldn't make myself sound better than others, even though I am.
Russell, Being meek or humble isn't always easy. It takes a lot of inside strength to be humble. Being humble or meek means you're thinking about others before yourself.
And it means that we should be polite, kind, patient, and helpful.
That's right, Rosie. God gives us all our own blessings and giftings. For you two, it's been great at soccer. But he doesn't want us to rub it into others' faces. How do you think others feel being around you when you're being boastful and bragging about how good you are?
It makes me feel upset. Russell, when you brag about yourself and how good you are, it makes me feel like you don't really care about me, but just about yourself.
Rosie, didn't you win the Grade 5 Soccer Award as well?
I did, yes.
So you too are obviously a very talented soccer player, and I can see already that you are being meek without even knowing it. You won this great award, but I've hardly heard you speak about it. You appear to be very humble. Were you proud of yourself and excited for that award?
I sure was. Everyone clapped for me that day.
That's great, Rosie. You deserve it. I also saw that you were patient and kind on the soccer field as well. You were very encouraging of others, even if they were making mistakes or not playing all too well. You were still very encouraging of all your teammates. I saw you passing the ball to others so everybody could have a turn. And what about that last goal where you ran the length of the field and you had a clear shot of the goal, but there was one of your friends over to the side that you knew hadn't scored a goal yet that game, and you still passed the ball to her? All those things that you were doing, Rosie, they were being meek.
But what about when she yelled at me and chased me after the game?
That's because you were showing off and teasing me.
Well, this too is when we need our inside strength. Did you know that being meek also means that we need to use our inside strength to not react out of anger, not react badly, and not too quickly without thinking? You'd rather stay calm and have a think about how you react before you do in that moment.
I just wanted to teach Russell a lesson.
I know, and many people do feel that way. But Rosie, but if you remember your inside strength, your self-control, self-control is a spiritual blessing that God blesses us with while we are practicing our meekness. God's spiritual blessing will help you to be strong and help you to think first before reacting and doing something that you might regret later or that you might get in trouble for. So Russell, I'm going to ask you again. What did you learn from soccer this week?
From soccer this week, I have learned about the word meek. Huh, that rhymes.
And not just at soccer, Russell. At home, in class, at school, playing with our friends. We must practice being meek all the time. So how will you show your meekness?
Stop bragging about how many goals I get?
Yep, good first step. So stopping yourself from saying it, but then starting to believe it yourself. Starting to believe that you are not better than everybody else. Especially in God's eyes.
Okay. And
Rosie, as meek as I have already seen you be, what else can you work on?
Using my inside strength to stay calm and not get angry at Russell.
Or anyone. You two have been very helpful today. Thank you so much for coming in to talk with our children and their families. And kids, do you want to say thanks?
Goodbye, Russell.
Bye, Rosie and Russell.
Bye, kids.
We'll see you for a kick around after.
Bye, kids.
Bye. See ya.
Bye. Thank you. Okay. That, bye, Russell. We'll see you later. And pancakes. Yes, we'll see Russell and Rosie for a kick around and some pancakes later. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Too far. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. For our meekness, God promises to bless us. He promises that we shall inherit the earth. And he's not promising us material blessings of this earth, but rather those spiritual blessings of the kingdom of heaven. Blessing us with our inside strength, rest and comfort for our souls, contentment, and the promise of a blessed life with him while we are still here on earth and in heaven for eternity. Church, God instills in us the talents and abilities to achieve what we achieve each day. But some of us get caught up in the gift and forget to thank the giver. Those that revel in their accomplishments and gifts forget that it wasn't their efforts that brought those gifts, but God. So as we go out into our week, as you are using your God-given gifts and talents in your work, at school, on the sporting field, perhaps think of the story of Rosie and Russell and the ways they'll be practicing being meek this week. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the blessed life you offer us as your sons and daughters. We thank you for all your blessings upon us and the various gifts and talents you have given us as your people. We pray, Lord, that you help us to be meek with our gifts and with our attitude towards people. Remind us daily, Lord, that what we do and who we are in this blessed life is because of you, the giver. And Lord, sometimes we cannot see or touch the blessings you have for us. But Lord, open our eyes and our hearts to see, feel, and know them, and to know you, God. We delight in the blessing of your church, and that we can sit here and openly declare our love and our faith in you. Help us to remember the learnings of today and be open to receiving your nudges throughout the week as you are reminding all of us to be meek. Amen.